STEM rep. Auchincloss, need clean energy future that doesn't sacrifice kids' welfare for cheap gas, can't give timeline for getting off oil. By Ian Hanchett on July 7, 2022. On Wednesday's broadcast of CNBC's Squawk Box, Representative Jake Auchincloss, DMA, stated that we need to have a clean energy future that does not sacrifice our kids' welfare just for lower gas prices. And responded to a question on the best-case timeframe for getting off oil by saying that we are sailing towards the North Star of clean energy independence and there are going to be waves and wind along the way that we've got to navigate. It is clearly a generational challenge. After Auchincloss called for an all-of-the-above energy investment policy to achieve clean energy independence and an all-of-the-above clean energy investment strategy, co-host Joe Kernan asked, should we do more drilling? Should we continue to open leases? Should we reopen ANWR? Should we do the Keystone Pipeline? All of the things that we've put a damper on, is that what all of the above means to you? Auchincloss responded, we clearly need natural gas as a bridge technology and nothing is stopping, right now, oil companies from executing on the permits that they have. But let's be very clear here, for as long as the United States is dependent on oil, it means that we have to make phone calls to Saudi Arabia and Iran and Venezuela when times get tight. We need to have energy dominance here at home and we need to have a clean energy future that does not sacrifice our kids' welfare just for lower gas prices. Kernan then asked, the best case scenario for not being dependent on oil in terms of years, in your view, is what? 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, 50 years? What is it? Auchincloss answered, we are sailing towards the North Star of clean energy independence and there are going to be waves and wind along the way that we've got to navigate. It is clearly a generational challenge. Let me put it this way, I do not want my kids dependent on oil from countries like Russia and Saudi Arabia. That challenge starts now. That's my generation's obligation. Later, Auchincloss called for more investments in energy. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.